This is the Composer's Datebook for September 11th. I'm John Burge. Today we take the unusual step of honoring that frequent bane of composers, the music critic. Specifically, Edward Hanslick, born on this date in Prague in 1825. He's remembered today as the arch-conservative 19th-century critic who once said an uncut performance of Wagner's Tristan and Isolde would be, quote, a kind of murder committed upon singers and listeners alike. Wagner had his revenge in Die Meistersinger, where the character of the Philistine critic Beckmesser is a thinly disguised parody of Hanslick. Reviewing Die Meistersinger, Hanslick wrote that in the opera's overture, all the opera's themes are dumped consecutively into a chromatic flood and finally tossed about in a kind of tonal typhoon. A famous and equally quotable 20th century music critic was Virgil Thomson, who once defined a music critic as a person who seldom kisses but always tells. In his years as chief music critic of the New York Herald Tribune, his barbs were often as sharp as Hanslick's. Virgil Thomson called Gershwin's Porgy and Bess fake folklore with fidgety accompaniments. Like all music critics, Virgil Thomson called some right and others wrong. Unlike most critics, though, Thomson was a composer himself, so in addition to his witty reviews, there's his genial music to enjoy as well, such as this brass suite titled Family Portrait. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.